Oh man, that was so good.
That was a good episode. I think we got this down.
That's the best thing that we've ever shot, or recorded.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
You get this bitch on iTunes, and then boom, top of the charts.
Everybody hears this. They're going to be jealous of this show. I can't believe that you got all those people on. I don't know how you came up with it.
Yeah.
You got Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The best Justin.
Yeah, the number one Justin.
Number one Justin.
You got Mariah Carey on there.
You know what? And she still looks great.
Hey, you know what?
You know, 40 years, still amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you started crying, and, that was, a real moment. Was, a genuine thing that happened, and, I think...
When Mariah, she started telling me about her problems, and I was like, I have those problems, too.
Yeah.
I connected. It was amazing.
We finally elevated ourselves to, journalist status, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We're journalists.
Yeah. I think we... Wait.
Yeah.
The little spikes on the thing are... They're Is it recording right now? It's recording.
Yeah.
It's been running for a minute.
What do you mean?
Jake, tell me you clicked record, right?
The space bar. You just hit the space bar and it starts recording,
nope,
right?
No, that's play. Jake.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
Did you not click record? I don't think we got it.
I always see you pressing the buttons, and I'm just, okay, you just
pressed
this button.
No, I thought you had it this time. Oh, Jake. We have to redo it. We have to redo the episode.
That's fine. We could just call Mariah and Justin. They're probably not busy.
What are you talking about? I called in every favor I fucking had. All right? Oh my God. Oh, you motherfucker. You ruined me. You ruined me. Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, you motherfucker. Hello, and welcome to Risky Whiskey Presents, the podcast that says, hey kids, don't listen to your parents, put your tongue right in that electrical socket. I'm your host, Jeff Spencer, with me as always, my partner in crime, Jake Anderson! Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Jeff, thanks for having me again and again and again. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. I have you again and again because you were...
We signed a contract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't want to say slave.
Yeah, you know.
And more indentured servant.
You can spin it however you want. We all know what it is.
There's a court order and you have to be my right-hand man.
Yeah, let's say... I like right-hand man.
That's my left-hand man.
Yeah, sure.
My right foot man.
Mm-hmm.
My left foot man.
I'm your limb guy.
You're my limb guy. Mm-hmm. Keep me limb. Keep me limber.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Oh, Jake, that's what you do. My limb guy.
Well, don't spin it like that.
No, I wasn't trying to... No, it's nothing perverse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he gives me baths, okay? He does my laundry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like a mother hen, like a mom.
Yeah, like a mother hen. He vomits in his mouth and I peck it out. Just the things that a mother hen would do. A limb guy.
I'm a limb guy.
Yeah, he's my limb guy. Joining us today, we got podcasting extraordinaires. We got the best of the best. We got the primo from Screamo. Sam, I Newsy. Sam, how you doing, buddy?
Great. I remember back in my younger years, I did dabble in the Screamo subgenre of music.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty good at it, too, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, yeah, I heard y'all. You were called, what was it,
Prolapse Lapsack.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's what it was. It was a good time.
Yeah, we put out, seven albums, but, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did any go gold?
Some of them went,
nickel?
Unpolished silver.
Yeah.
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 Like,
I think one of them went zinc.
One of them did go zinc. That was the last album, Final Insecursion.
High praise. Yeah,
so there was some, like, it went hood gold or something like that. It was
kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah. We were very popular in, you know, lower income housing, you know, areas.
That, but y'all's breakthrough album went.
The fourth album.
Yeah, went aluminum.
It did go aluminum. It was called Please.
Please,
you remember that.
I liked that one song, Orphan Lice.
Orphan Lice,
yeah, it was the last track on the album.
That actually had to do, you know, my great-grandmother passed when I was six, and
she
had a lot
today.
Of lice. Was an orphan.
Yeah, no, that's actually my ringtone, that song.
Oh, it's just great to meet a fan.
Yeah, I pirated it. Pirated it. And also with us, we got producer extraordinaire, podcasting phenom, and hey, just an all-around good guy. Sean Quirk. Sean, how you doing, bud?
Jeff, I am doing phenomenally. It is an absolute pleasure to be included on your program again.
Thank you. You know what, everybody, can I just say it is a pleasure having you. I would just like
I'll
to say
it.
That.
I'll allow it.
And I did.
Hey, it's out there.
It's out there. You can't take it back. I can't take it back. It is on record.
Well, wait, Jeff, can I stop you?
Yeah.
Either one of us could take it back.
Well, but I mean, it's on record.
But we could easily change that. Frankly. Can I be frank with you?
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm recording it.
Yeah.
And I will send you this file.
Mm-hmm.
So I could easily remove anything either of us say.
And then once it's in my hands, I could also...
To do your version of the edit.
Yeah.
You could remove anything either of us say.
I could. But that, I believe in truth and journalism. I believe in truth and comedy. And I believe in truth and fiction.
And I'm lazy as fuck, so I don't edit shit ever.
Yeah.
If I can avoid... Unless it's like... like if someone's talking some mad trash about someone, then I try to take it out. If it's like a real life person, I'll do that.
Have you had to edit some shit out that I've said?
That you said? I probably should have. To my recollection, I haven't.
Oh,
there may have been a thing or two you've asked me to that I forgot. Because if I don't do it like the night of, I will probably just not do it.
Yeah.
Bobby said, Bobby threw out my password to a lot of my stuff the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And I edit that.
What's
out.
That password, by the way? Password 1-2?
Yeah, it's password 1-2-3-3.
Oh, snap.
Someone remind me to take that out for tonight's episode.
Oh, yeah. If you don't take care of it, I'll take care
You'll
of it.
You'll take care of it? All right, cool.
Don't worry.
You're going to listen to the whole thing. And,
instead of the password, it's just going to be a loud shrieking noise.
Can we get a loud shriek noise just so we can put over it?
Let's all do our one take of a loud shriek noise.
Like one
just
at
so
a time?
Yeah, just so like I'll pick which one I like the most, and then that'll be...
Before we do the shriek, can I just say this is a really good idea.
This is a really good idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal idea.
So Jake, as my co-host, I would like you to go first. State your name. State the date.
You want to slate it appropriately.
And then...
As if you were actually working in this industry.
2 seconds and then go. Go in the third beat. All right? So, Jake.
Okay. Jake Anderson. The date is July 14th, 2000.
It's very off.
And three. this is a shriek. I'm going to actually label this. It's a Swedish woman.
Okay.
At night.
Yeah. Ooh! That was beautiful. Sam?
Yes.
I ask the same of you.
Sam Iannuzzi, July 4th, 1776.
Yeah.
This is called... When the midnight laser pierces.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right.
That's hard to follow.
Jonathan.
Okay. Sean Quirk, stardate 23/21/1717/4470.
Thank you for the timestamp.
Of course. And here is my rendition of simply the scream.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Then I guess it's my turn. Jeff Spencer. Sarp Tombler. 50th. -3 AD. And I title this Old Man Groaning from a Swollen Prostate.
Our fire sky hot.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was good, guys.
Listeners, you have just been treated with audio gold and oral diamonds.
Yeah, those are actually recorded at all different time periods.
Yeah, yeah.
We just have to travel through the space and time to achieve this.
We had to get Ludwig and that other guy and... oh, God. It's like... Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Greetings, fellas. Sorry, my ears are ringing.
Hey, Ludwig, how's it going?
I heard my name brought about. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing, just trying to start the show. Remember that time where I had to get you to time travel so we can get all those audio clips from all of us?
Shrieking.
All of you fellas' identities throughout time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was a lot of fun. I remember we got stranded in the 1930s.
Yeah, it was quite a romp.
And we had to get some, Slurpees.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. We pretty much invented the Slurpee. It kind of sank immediately because we're like right at the tail end of the Great Depression, Dust Bowl, all that stuff. So nobody, A, we had no capital to fund it, and B,
we were in
ice
Florida.
Was just so rare.
Yeah, we were in Florida. Ice was a big deal.
I've learned through my many travels through time, living anywhere, any time period where they don't have ice, just regular, like, fuck that, just kill yourself.
Yeah. So,
okay, gotta go, guys, bye.
Yeah, later.
Jesus,
later,
bye,
Ludwig.
Lud. Later, Lud.
Right. That was a fun time.
That was a fun time.
And I gotta say, I gotta agree with that. If you're not having... That's something you don't think about that often, but if you don't have ice,
yeah, then one that,
what?
Yeah, I mean, how what, are you gonna do?
How you can,
like, it's like, you know,
you can't. Yeah.
I hate to be such a picky bitch.
No, you're. I get it.
I gotta have some.
You just like need it, and like
I gotta have some goddamn ice in my drinks. I'm sorry.
You gotta have it.
That's how I feel about things.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, guys, this is Risky Whiskey Presents.
It is.
Yeah. Show.
Jeff,
yeah?
Big fan of the show, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes. I mean, I would hope... I'm a fan of everything you do. Sam, I'm the fan of everything you do. Jake...
Yeah. What about voodoo?
Jake, you could, you know... Pick up the slack a little bit. And yes, I do like voodoo.
Do you like the voodoo that
I mean?
I do.
I like the Big Bag Voodoo Daddies bringing back swing music.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Fucking, frankly, as far as I consider, there are three shows that start with Risky Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them.
This is one of them. Yeah.
And we at that
top three.
We are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
In podcasting,
if you think about it, in competition terms,
also in life, you're right, Sammy.
All three of those shows have placed in like racing terms.
They're pretty great.
Yeah,
they're pretty hilarious.
But yeah, this is Risky Whiskey Presents.
Oh yeah,
and just just to get all the formalities out of the way.
Hey, I wanted to do a catchphrase since you guys
you have a catchphrase?
Yeah, yeah. You want? Yeah.
Yeah, I have something right now.
Okay.
Oh, I see you have a docket in your pocket. What's on it? Get it? Because what's on the dock? What's on the docket?
Oh,
I think that's pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to step up my game.
No. You're. That's good. Okay. And hey, guess what? Now I'm a fan.
Hey.
You know what? That was good stuff.
I'm working on it.
Guys, just to get the minutiae out of the way, all right? Let's let the people know what this is. This is Risky Whiskey Presents. Just a little bit of backstory. The guys, us at Risky Whiskey Productions, we bought our studio from a government auction.
Yeah.
Apparently, this place was a CIA listening center. So there's just footage and audio recordings everywhere of every format that one could think of.
From the floor to the ceiling.
Hundreds of levels under us.
Yeah. If you're a fan of the show, then you've heard all this stuff before, and I am so sorry. But, you know, just for the casual listener, they got to know. You got to tell them, all right? This is what they want.
So listen up.
Listen up. So what we do is we bring these audio clips to you. We don't vet them. We haven't heard this before. We'll just look around and see a label that might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what we do.
Yeah, we pop it in whatever device we need.
Mm-hmm.
And we push the play button.
Push play.
And whatever happens, happens.
And we live in a circumstance where Be Kind Rewind is so necessary.
Oh, yes.
How many times have we had to stop the show because we needed to, oh gosh, hold on, we got to rewind this thing before we can play it.
Or just flip the tape.
Yeah, it's like
flip the disc, yeah.
Like, how are you even doing side A, side B when you're listening to things in real life?
Right.
How do you do it?
But we figure it out.
Yeah, we figured it out. Yeah, I'm asking.
It's like a theoretical. Like,
yeah. This is Mr. and Mrs. Everyman.
Yeah.
Just for the casual listener. And that's what I do. I take care of you, and you're welcome. Guys.
Yeah, what's up, Philip?
How's everybody doing today?
Phenomenally.
Phenomenally?
Of course.
Yeah.
How could I be better? I am guesting on a show of this caliber.
Oh gosh, you're too kind.
Hey, there's not a lot of things I love in life, but podcasting is one of them.
Yeah.
What are some of your loves?
Yeah, let's
get through that before we
get a quick list.
Top 20 loves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love
number 20.
Are we going around the table?
Going down?
No, it's all Sean.
All Sean.
No,
I think they should be Sean's loves, but I think we should all do them.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right. I'm all
right.
Okay.
Right now?
I don't want to exclude anyone else. So
what we love about you, or what are we doing?
What is Sean
love? Sean loves.
Open to your interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to be right. You know him.
Oh, yeah, of course. No one knows me better than this crap.
Yeah.
So we'll start with my 20th love, and I'll start, mm-hmm. and then I'll move to Jeff, to Jake, mm-hmm. to Sam. Number 20. I love limes.
It's a good thing. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Number 19. Walking around barefoot in the dirt after it's rained. So it's mud.
Mm. So you like walking in mud?
No, I'll sign up on that. No, I love
Sean it. Sean does.
I'm figuring it out now.
His 20 things.
Okay.
Jake. Something I love.
Number 18.
Number 18. What I love.
You know this.
Oh yeah.
You know Sean.
Oh, I was thinking of 17. Good old 18.
One of your best friends. I would hope.
Yeah. No. Venus flytraps.
Mm-hmm. Sean is notorious.
On. Yeah, he has them growing all in the back.
Sam, number
this
is 17.
Number 17.
Sean loves the last piece of chocolate in the box.
Mm. Love that shit.
I'm talking about black women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. What else did you mean by that?
No, I didn't have any other.
I love a sister.
Number 16.
ballin' ass socks.
Mm. Number 15.
Hit him.
Going on a long drive down a country road and into a tree.
Hell yeah. I love this shit.
I love that shit.
Living on the edge.
Living on the edge.
Number
14.
Golf.
The answer
is golf.
Oh, gilf.
I just
number 13.
Sean loves being acquitted of murder in a court of law.
The jinx. Robert Durst said
three nothing, baby. 3-0.
What? I love it when you blink a lot and get twitchy.
And burp.
Hit me up with the number, fellas.
Oh, that's number...
That was 13.
12.
Banana splits.
Yeah. The TV show. From the 70s.
I got it all on DVD.
Number 11. Sean loves having his... face rubbed down with a nice stick of lava soap and then just have rubbing alcohol just spit right into it, then lit on fire.
Hell yeah, bitch. That's my shit. That's my Saturday night.
Cleaning out them pores.
Exfoliating.
Number 10.
Sean loves to fist bump to the sound of cats eating rats.
Hit me with it.
Num, 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 num.
Boom, boom, boom.
Get this cat off my ass.
Nine.
Somebody jingling some keys in front of his face and he claps like a baby.
Oh, I've seen him do that.
Goo goo gaga. Yeah, I love this shit. Brings me back right back to the day when I was like a little kid. Mm. Like I, me,
number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight.
Eight ocho. Water. Gotta love water.
Sean's notorious for loving that.
Bitch, I'm trying to hydrate.
Oh.
Lucky number 11.
Hit him with that shit. Number 11.
Sean likes to take his pants off, then rub maple syrup all over it, and then dip it in an ant pile.
Ant bites, y'all.
Mmm. Right on his Jimmy hat.
Number 6.
6.
Number 5.
The number of the beast.
I love that number of the beast, y'all. Recognize.
Number 5.
Sean
loves paper cuts.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that shit.
Right in the webbing.
Yeah.
In your toes? The webbing
no,
between
under
your toes?
His dick, between the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that webbing.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Just pain.
The sweet sensation of a paper cut.
Yeah, nothing better. Nothing better.
Dr. Pepper.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Number
with the paper cut.
4.
Oral sex, y'all.
Wow. Number 3. The Holy Trinity, y'all.
The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Biatch.
Gangsta shit.
Number 2.
He loves watching dogs rub their ass on the carpet.
Taking care of that tapeworm.
That's just hilarious,
uh-oh,
y'all.
And now, finally.
Number 1.
Smoking bath salts.
Yeah, I like to get high.
I like to get high.
These are a few of his favorite things.
That was BuzzFeed's top 20 things Sean loves.
That was a
thanks, Sean, for sharing.
Yeah, I just love any opportunity I can to just get to know one of y'all a little bit better.
And we gotta take a quick break.
Yeah, while we go take a break, here, let's play all this clip. It's, I guess, some book publishing company. I don't know. It's just called Book Titles. I don't know. Let's give it a listen.
Let's break off a little preview of the clip.
Yeah. All right, let's get this meeting started. I'm Phil Dickinson. I'm a publicist for authors, as y'all know. Yeah, I'm bringing y'all one of the greatest writers of our generation to your publishing house here at Feinstein Books. And pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to try and come up with a title for his book. So I guess, should I just go ahead and bring out the talent?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, bring him out.
Yeah, all right. Dick Philistine?
That's me, Richard Philistine.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, please.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having this meeting with me, guys. I appreciate it.
You're a true genius and a visionary.
Thank you.
Dick, big fan of your work.
Yeah, can we take pictures afterwards? What?
It's important to my image that no photographs of you get out.
So I can't take this phone picture right now.
I mean, who's to say that you're going to like put this picture up in like some tweeters or...
Dick, you know, my nephew would never let me get away with it. I didn't get an autograph from you. He's a big fan of your work. He likes your work in the Calvin and Hobbes.
Dick, do you want me to...
Dick Calvin and Hobbes? You mean... When I took over Calvin and Hobbes and ghostwrit for that for 4 years. Yes, I remember.
Straight visionary.
Bill Waterstein was trying to kick a heroin addiction.
Great work, by the way.
Now, guys.
Bill Waterstein, I'm sorry.
Dick, he's a very private person, and we can't have you guys just bum-rushing him, okay? Like, you know, we're professionals.
Please, I'm a writer. I'm not.
Let's try and be professional here, all right? That's not what we're here for. We're here to get a job done. So, I guess, Dick, you just want to tell everybody, like, just tell us about your book, and everybody, let's just, like, spitball titles he's talking.
It's an old man.
I'm thinking Lumpy Children. Lumpy Children?
How's that sit with you?
There is a lumpy child in the story, but it's really a metaphor for the state of...
Then bada bing, bada boom, we got a book.
Give us in three sentences what your story's all about.
Old man in field with a baby bull.
One.
That's one.
That's one sentence.
That's one sentence.
Yeah.
You're right there. Yeah, I was counting with pronouns.
Yeah, it's definitely one sentence.
And the such.
Political thriller in the style of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Number two.
Let's just give you a little context.
I like it.
What we're dealing with here.
Right.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Please wait till I finish my three sentences. Thank you very much. The third sentence.
I suppose that's fair.
Don't mess with this process, okay? That's not why we're here.
You're right.
Third sentence. Nothing short of 2,000 pages.
Now that's just good writing.
Right.
If you're not doing at least 2,000, you're being lazy.
And I feel like that's all I have to say about my novel.
This is Nancy Hopper, a big fan. I was thinking maybe like Lightning Bull or Grab the Bull by the Boys or something like that. Something with bull in it, because there's a bull in your story.
Well, if you recall, my first novel was When the Bull Stopped Running.
Great book.
Cripple Bull.
So I don't really want to do a two bull, you know, one bull after another. You know, that sounds kind of like bullshit, if you're asking me.
That was a good one. Oh, okay.
Well done, kiddo.
And there was no actual bulls in the first book. I feel like that should be stated.
Was it a metaphorical bull in the fifth book?
Well, when the bull stopped running is more like when the money...
Shut up. All right, here, I got your title, all right? This is what you're going to do. You're going to name your book, all right? Three Things I Hate About My Mother, all right? And it's about...
Martin Scorsese, would you please calm down? I know you want to do the film.
Early in your career, Martin Scorsese, calm down.
Let's just...
I'm going to go do some coke in the bathroom.
This is 1969, before Martin Scorsese has made a movie.
I'm so sorry about that.
Wait, excuse me, what year is this?
It is 1969.
Oh, it's 19... Okay, I'm going to light a cigarette then.
Wait, hey, Dollface, how about you go order us some lunch?
Wait a second. What year did you say this was?
1969.
Oh, 1969. Goodness. I've found myself upon the wrong room. Please excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, have a pleasant afternoon. Okay, bye.
Who was that guy?
That was weird.
It was just like a weird German guy just entered into the Feinstein Publishing Company.
Did you notice his clothes? Like...
He looked a lot like a guy I had sex with the one time. Anyway, please excuse my pregnant self. Please continue.
So I'm interested, you know, you published my first book. I greatly appreciate that. It put me on the map as an author.
We're very appreciative of that.
Yes, we really are. And I wanted, you know, I'm not a title guy. You know, I'm a concept guy. I'm a big picture guy. So I need your help.
That's why we're here.
We're here because we need help spitballing titles. You know, just some rough. So remember the three sentences.
Well, what would you say is the overall theme of your story here?
I say it's really a story about forgiveness and unbridled sexuality.
Unbridled sexual. Wait a second. Sorry. I apologize there, fellas. If you talk about unbridled sexuality, my father's side comes out.
You're forgiven.
Excuse me, this is Kenny Wentworth. I just have a few questions.
Kenny, you right cunt. I remember you from the other side of the tracks.
There's a lot of different nationalities working at publishing houses, I like it.
You lying me. Y'all need to just calm it down, okay? We're here to do a job. We're all professionals, right?
This is an international...
All right, Shock. Listen, okay? I'm just talking to a writer. I'm not talking to the bloody agent, okay?
Hey.
Now listen,
I respect.
I actually
balls.
Come.
You know
from
what? Usually, I would be insulted when someone talks to my publishing agent like that. But that showed real cojones, and you know, I respect that.
Continue, my man.
Yeah, keep talking.
I appreciate that,
right, cunt.
I appreciate that. Actually, I'm with Westchester Publications, and we are really interested in your book.
How did you get into this meeting?
And you're going to disrespect me? I'm the guy.
The door's unlocked. I just
to.
Showed up.
This seems to me like some right bullshit.
Can you give me a good title and maybe I'll consider switching publishing companies?
Well, what about Boy in the Field? Because there's a boy and he's in the field.
I believe some other person already suggested that title.
Oh.
And not from this public. I know you weren't here. So it's weird.
Oi,
it's such
chap,
a coincidence, I guess.
Mate, what's in game here?
What?
I'm asking what this chap's in game is here.
I just want the book. I'm very interested.
Well, you go fuck off then, all right?
Excuse me, sir. I have an idea for your book.
Go ahead.
My name is Timothy O'Henry. I am a third grader from Martin Luther King Senior Middle School.
Well, Timmy, I mean, no offense, but this is a 2,000-page epic sweeping novel. I don't know. I mean, what type of books do you like, Timmy?
I really like the Garfield comics and
I did a stint on Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I saw that. I stopped reading whenever you took over.
Wow, that's kind of rude.
But I got an idea for a title.
I ghost wrote.
Pussy Pounder.
Now, that's interesting because...
Pussy Pounder?
On page 800, there is the scene where the lumpy orphan boy does swing a cat against a brick wall... because he's being punished to do so.
I'm an orphan.
Correct. So you sympathize with the lumpy boy.
Yeah.
Okay. You are quite lumpy yourself, might I add.
Yeah, it's just because of all the tumors on my body.
Boy, mate, don't talk to my boy like that.
Oh, it's your boy.
Please, Pa. I was an orphan.
I feel like it's kind of unprofessional to bring your son in on a business
meeting. I don't feel like it's fucking right for him to insult you like that, son. What are you going to do?
British guy, I'm thinking about taking my business with you because this is a weird publishing house.
All right. Let's get this shit back in order. All right, come on.
You know, my patience, you know, my time is very patient. I could be writing my third novel.
Come on, his time is very patient, guys.
My time is very patient.
I've got to go. I've got to go see some other books, but here's an envelope with a number on it. Okay? There's also a check in there with some more numbers on it.
Is the number on top of the envelope?
The number is the phone number, and inside is a check.
So this isn't an amount. This is a phone number.
I want you to see him to the door, and then I want you to see him to the elevator.
I can hear you.
And once you're in the lift,
sweep the legs, you're not
whispering. You realize that, right?
Sweep the legs, hit the groin.
Remove his goddamn trachea.
Oh.
All right, Paul.
I would take the stairs if I were you.
Excuse me, sir.
Take the lift.
Let us go into the elevator.
It's weird. We're on the first floor. So.
If he elects to take the elevator, you beat him down the stairs. And if he elects to take the stairs, you beat him down the elevator.
Honestly, either just
which
take
way,
the exit.
You meet him at the bottom floor.
I'm gonna
We're
go.
On the first floor.
I'm gonna go.
Don't take the elevators in the stairs.
And you bring me his nuts.
Yes, wow. Paul. Can I borrow your Billy knife?
Shring.
This is Feinstein Publications, right?
Careful,
is
that son. The name? It's bigger than you.
Or was my last name Feinstein? I do a lot of drugs. I'm an author. I'm a drunk.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that I'm constantly supplying you all the quaaludes and poppers and uppers and downers and goofers.
It's a delicate balance.
Oi, it is suspect that this whole transaction is conducted in an opium den.
That's where he wanted to do it, and you know.
I'm very picky with my request, as you know.
Can we get somebody to like pitch like
titles?
Titles like
yeah,
come
well,
on,
that's
guys.
Why
that's why we're here.
Hey
Opium
man,
Den.
The name's Ben Seabreeze.
Ben Seabreeze, and what do you do here at the publishing company?
I clean up the trash and stuff. But
I'm very captivated by your character, Ben.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to you. I've been getting some good vibes from you.
And you heard the outline of my story.
Yeah.
What do you think for a title, Ben?
I'm thinking free trogs, man.
Free trogs?
I'm thinking frog trees, man.
Frog trees.
Sorry.
Man.
I have dyslexia, man.
It's fine. You're not reading anything, but
yeah.
Just so tree frogs.
No,
man.
I actually like the first part, free trogs.
Free trogs.
Free trogs.
Hmm.
What do you think?
There is a sense of a community in the book, The Old Man and the Bull. They do stumble upon a village.
I'm going to go to sleep, man. I got to go.
Okay, goodbye.
I guess I'm gonna get that door.
There is a town that the Old Man and the Bull come in, and they do come across a society. Would you let me, please? Will you let me?
Please let the talent speak.
Thank you very much. There is a village where the old man and the bull come across where everything is exchanged for free. It is a very communist society. It is free trogs because they trog to the city. Free trogs, and it's all men. So free trog man is actually a perfect title, and I think we're done here.
Quick question.
You know, it's a...
Quick question.
Go on.
What is it?
What is what?
What year is it?
What year is it? 1969.
Oops, gotta go.
Okay. Why are people coming in and out of this meeting? It's very odd to me. It seems like this place is very unprofessional.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott?
Yeah, I heard...
You're a young man.
Yeah, I'm a young up and
coming
actor. Yeah,
I've noticed. Are you gonna play the role of the bull in the movie?
Did I just see young Sam Elliott come in here?
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Greetings, young Sam Elliott. How are you doing?
Sam Elliott? Who's Sam Elliott?
Sam
Elliott. Are you saying he smells?
No. You can just call me Sam Elliott. I don't know why you have to preface it with young. That just kind of seems weird and out of place.
You're right. you would...
Hey,
you're right, Sam Elliott. There's no reason for me to call you young. Me calling you young would imply that I knew you at an older age, such that I would be some sort of time traveler.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
We're here about book titles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're here about book titles,
okay,
though.
Great.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, this is a publishing house.
This is a publishing house.
Books are a thing now. Oh, good. Yeah, books are a thing.
Written word, literature.
Yes.
Literature it has always been important, and it will always remain important for another 40 years or so. Great.
I was wondering about your book. What is the main conflict in it? What is the struggle?
The struggle is, you know, man versus nature, obviously.
Yeah, of course. All right, then I think...
not obviously you haven't read the book, but maybe someday you'll read Free Trog Man.
What is the title of the book again? I'm sorry.
I'm thinking Free Trog Man. Well, I don't know. I think that's so far.
That's not the name of a book I recall.
Can I just get my title out?
Sam Elliott?
No, yeah. You may not. Please enter the
I don't know who you are. Do you work for this company? I've never...
No, I was in the hallway and I heard y'all were talking about books. And I was like, hey,
figured, yeah. Hey, I'll just come on in.
Yeah, okay. You know, you can't dismiss free help.
I am open. I am open to all suggestions. All
right. I was thinking, you know, that thing whenever you take your pants off and there's like that little spot on your underwear and you can't quite tell if it like maybe you sat in some chocolate or had a fart and maybe it was a little bit more solid than you thought, but it was actually like kind of more liquid.
No, that's never happened to me.
Oh, no, that was the my pitch for...
Oh, that was the title. Yeah. It's a little wordy.
Oh, okay.
But I feel...
How about then just it thunder shits?
If you've read the manuscript on page 12, there is a thunderstorm, and the main character does shit his pants.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's so early on.
I think
on
we should
novel.
Take a room poll.
I really don't feel
we
like...
We should go around the room and see if there's anyone else that found themselves in the scenario.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean?
Writing
a 2,000-page book?
No.
You know, just kind of like shit your pants a little bit.
Shitting your pants scenario. We should go around the room and see who else in this room...
I'll start it off. Yeah, I'm sitting in my shit right now.
There's 14 of us here, so let's go ahead and go.
This is a rather big room.
So let's go ahead and go across the room. I will start, of course, yes, I'm a human being. It has happened once. I was startled by an experiment I had where I invented a text messaging.
I don't know what that is, but you can go ahead and mark me down.
Fella, what year is this?
It's 1969.
We've said it at least three times.
You can go ahead and mark me down the column of shit in their pants because I just did it while we were talking.
So yes, this one yes, and I admitted yes because I will invent eventually text messaging in a number of years. So it's two yeses. Number three, who are you again?
The name's Charles Winchester.
Yes,
part of Winchester Publications.
And
what? Have I ever shat my pants?
Yes, that's the question.
I'm a gentleman. Of course I haven't shat my pants.
So it's a no?
Yeah, but what about shit in your pants?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes, I've definitely shit my pants.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think that shat is?
Well, that's when you do it in
Well,
the past.
My good boy, it's a totally different thing. When the young man said he was going to dropkick me or whatever American thing he was going to do, I definitely shit my pants.
I think that's an Asian thing, the dropkick. I believe it derives from Kazakhstan.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus
hey.
Christ.
Well, hello. Am I late?
Who is this?
I am 9 years old, J.K. Rowling's.
9 years old, J.K. Rowling's.
Hello.
Why did you have...
Now, what
little
the
girl,
same hell is going
what
on
are
here?
You doing here?
I'm just checking. I love books. I love reading. I have a few questions.
Absolutely.
JK.
There are a lot of children in British
pause,
people here.
JK, 9 years, JK Rowling, before you speak again, will someone who is hearing this bit in this room or otherwise, please check up on the fact that J.K. Rowling was 9 years old in 1969.
Huh? What are you talking about? I don't know who you are.
I just wish.
Why are you talking about looking up?
Yeah, no.
Just double check the fact that J.K. Rowling
obviously,
was 9 years old.
Obviously, she was because she is
she
right
just
now.
Said,
yeah,
here.
Right here.
I don't know
I
why.
I have my birth
I
certificate. It's right here.
You have your birth certificate.
I bring it everywhere.
Little girl, can I see your birth certificate?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you fact?
It does check out.
Yeah, how do you fact check the present?
So you're saying that no one's going.
How do you fact check
fair
the present?
Fair enough. You know what? I won't question it any further. J.K. Rowling.
Trust me, I'm 9 years old.
At 9 years old.
I still don't know who you are and why you're in charge of this meeting.
I have just have a personality that takes control of things. J.K.
Apparently.
Rowling. Quick question.
Sure.
Have you ever shit your pants?
I've never shat my pants.
You've not? But have you shit your pants?
Oh, I've definitely shit my pants.
Do you want to get out of here?
Okay, great.
I guess.
okay, so
I think I was good with Free Trog Man as my.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think of Thunder Shits?
What do you mean?
Oh, I feel like. You know what, Sam Elliott? Young Sam Elliott, I should say.
Yes. I don't know why everybody keeps prefacing.
There are multiple
my name
parts in my novel.
Yeah.
Because it's 2,000 pages. I'm thinking the first 100. The first 1,900 pages, that'll be part one. We'll call that Thunder Shits. Part one, Thunder Shits.
So the last 10 pages are going to be something else.
That'll be part two.
100.
Or 100, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So well, no, the last
I'm a cowboy,
100.
I'm not very good with math.
No, that's understandable.
Mr. Young Sam Elliott.
Don't know why everybody keeps prefacing my name with Young. I'm just Sam. You know, you can just call me Sam.
And I'm 9 years old, J.K. Rowling's.
Yeah.
Mr. Young Sam Elliott, have you ever shit your pants?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever shit your pants?
Where have you been for the last 5 minutes? I've answered that question 3 times. Yeah, I'm sitting in my shit right now.
As a gentleman who's sitting directly next to you,
guys,
you've been continuously shitting your pants.
I can't stop shitting.
Can I just say, I know your methods are a little unorthodox, and that's why I love them. But thank you for listening about my manuscript about the old man and the bull, old man named Harry Potter, and the young orphan boy with lumps. He has Hogwarts disease. And so thank you for listening to my story.
They told you about my disease. Oh, my God. I'm JK. I'm 9 years old JK Rowlings, and I gotta go.
Bye.
I have an idea.
For what?
And she's gone.
I didn't hear the open of the door, so I wasn't sure. But she apparently...
She stuck around for a little bit, looked at you, and then just left.
That was unpolite.
She looked like she had some sparkle in her eye. I don't know.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time?
Hi, I'm just a 20-something-year-old Stephen King. You might know me from certain novels like Carrie. I have an idea.
What is that?
You want to call your book Cujo?
Now...
Good, I'm gonna take it. Bye.
Fade, Stephen King.
That was crazy.
Did he go already?
Yeah, he just ran out of here.
I was going to ask him about the shit in your pants thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I still have...
Guy is definitely shitting his pants before.
Yeah, he smelled like shit. I don't know if that was just like his bad breath, if he like needed some Banaca or maybe like learn how to floss.
Poo? Did he eat some poo, do you think?
I'm not sure. Or maybe he just like stepped in some dog shit when he was coming in. Or, sometimes whenever you go to the restroom and like there's just like toilet paper all over the place and it's just got a little smudge of some poop-a-doo. And, you're walking and it gets stuck to your shoe and then you're dragging it all over the place and then everything that you're around kind of just has that aura and essence of just a shit smell. You ever get that?
Not funs.
Yeah.
I don't hang out on farms, young Sam Elliott.
So I think this has been a pretty good meeting.
Great.
I don't know. Besides me, my publishing agent, and the first two people that I talked to in this meeting, I don't know what any of you have to do with me helping write this book
and honestly, come up with a title. Honestly, we might take our business elsewhere. Hey, you ever realize you and I kind of sound alike?
Yes.
You and the writer.
Young Sam Elliott.
Wait.
No, no.
This is confusing.
My publishing agent, Phil, was it?
Yeah, he and I kind of sound alike.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
My name is Dick, by the way.
Dick, but what was the question I was asking people earlier about, I think?
I think it was, is this meeting adjourned yet?
Good God, I hope so.
All right.
I need to get back to my, automobile.
All right, so I guess I'll just go. I guess I'll just go ahead and start writing up Thunder Shits.
No, I already wrote the book.
All right. Well, I'm going to write my own book called Thunder Shits.
But I'm taking the title.
All right.
You sold me the title.
Wait.
Thunder Shits Part 2.
What about the rest of us here?
What do you mean?
Yeah, the book.
Publishing house.
What about Pussy Pounder?
Sure.
Pussy Pounder is actually part 2. I already have the title for that.
Okay.
Are we going to get some sort of royalty check, though? What's the deal here?
No, not at all. You get you get the honor of publishing the book.
You know what?
I think we should just
take our business elsewhere.
I think so. I'm just going to pick up all these.
All right.
Pick up my manuscript.
All right. Goodbye, you bunch of weirdos.
Adios.
And as usual, that was actually, you know what? Fuck that. That was the weirdest one. I think of all of these that we've done, that was like one of the more fucking strange.
A lot of like famous people were in that one.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Like really early in their careers. Like, all right, let's go down the list. We had Martin Scorsese jumped in there for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Young Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. And then
a brief second.
A young Sam Elliott.
Young Sam
Elliott. Right.
And then an even younger J.K. Rowling.
Weird.
The white supremacist author, Dick Philstein.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Stephen King showed up for a quick second.
Yeah, that's right.
I almost forgot
about that.
Just had a double check to make sure that he could use a title for one of his books.
Yeah, which is weird because he double checked if he could use a title that he came up with.
Yeah, right.
He wanted to make sure that they didn't take his title.
He really liked Cujo. I don't know like why, but
maybe there is something with him and Dick.
A good 10 years before he wrote Cujo.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That one was gestating for a while.
Yeah, I guess
that was peculiar.
The hairy dog was already taken.
Yeah.
The hairy dog.
All right, guys. I guess let's go ahead and nip this one in the butt. We're at about an hour.
In the what? So. In the butt?
Right in the butthole.
Right in the butt?
Plugs.
Very mature podcast.
Let's plug it.
Dear God.
But. Let's plug it up like a dam. Sam?
Yes.
What you got in the way of plugs?
I would just like to plug all the Risky Whiskey videos and podcasts. Specifically, check out the one where I go.
Yeah. If you could just talk right in that mic.
Specifically, go back and listen to episode 15 where we talk about QT.
Quick trip. Oh my God. Risky Whiskey, episode 15, something, something, gas station, blah, 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 blah.
It had to do with the aftermath of the 24-hour film race. Yep. And we also got a couple of. We shot one that we haven't put up yet, the Chili's.
We've shot two that we haven't put up yet.
What was the second one?
Porn sketch.
Porn sketch. Oh, my God. That was...
For Jeff, that's a learning experience. So...
Would you say it's Jeff's first sketch?
It's my first sketch to edit.
Editing-wise, yeah.
Video, yeah.
Yeah, and also...
That's important. Editing... Okay. Can I soapbox it? For
yeah.
A
hey,
I don't want to shit. I don't want to shit in your shit.
Let's.
Sam, finish your plugs, and then I will do my thing.
All right.
I'm at Where's Ianuzzi on Twitter and Bill Murray Fury on Insta.
Got that name on lock.
All right, that's it for me.
I just want to say that editing is way harder, way more difficult, and way more time-consuming than people give credit for.
Yeah.
But it's a craft.
Yeah.
It is a fine art.
Yeah.
It is.
You have to...
like churning butter mm-hmm. or painting George O'Keefe tribute paintings. Mm-hmm. It's a fine art.
Yeah. Making your own tampons. Like, it's just, like, it takes a craftsman to do it.
There is a big market for homemade tampons, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, do you have any like other plugs, or were you just plugging editing?
I just wanted to go out there and recommend that editing is difficult and very, very, very time consuming.
Yeah.
For anyone out there that, you know, talks shit, but I'll do company wide plugs at the end.
All right.
So hit me back up at the tail end of things.
Jicky Jake.
You can catch me on Janderson __ at Instagram or Twitter. You know, just look out for me. What else can I say? What's up?
I actually meant to ask you. So it's been like a week now.
Yeah.
How are you liking being my court-ordered indentured servant?
I mean, it's tough. There's, you know what? I don't want to talk about it. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got to say about that. I'm also going to start writing poetry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like that.
That's all I got to say.
I didn't mean to react so disorderly.
No, that's fine. Like, that's fine.
You can.
I'll just write about you in my poetry.
You can.
About my feelings.
You goddamn bitch.
I'll eviscerate you in words.
Can you?
Maybe.
Let's have our freestyle battle.
You can follow me.
Sorry.
At MadmanWAbox.
I will wreck you.
On both Instagram and Twitter. That's MadmanWAbox. For more Jeff.
I'm excited for that freestyle battle.
Where can we get more Sam, though, on the social medias?
And Sean,
yes,
company
sir.
Plugs?
Yes, sir. Let's get everyone's individual plugs first, if you don't mind.
We just did all our individual plugs. Yeah.
So did you do your social medias?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sorry, I was listening. Did you do your social medias?
You told me to come back.
Janderson __. Check out that on Instagram and Twitter.
You can always get me at our Risky Whiskey. Wait, fuck. You can always get me at Great Value Gatsby on that there Instagram and Tumblr. Twitter, you can get me at s__quirk. s_quirk is hard if you're doing it solo, like, because _quirk. There's some similarities in there. S and quirk.
Squirk?
Fuck all of you.
I thought that's what you're trying to go for.
I'd also like to plug that I'm trying to find new friends, so.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
That was a rough one. Just kidding. My friends are aces, so.
Thanks.
But. Mm. If you want to be my friend, listen to my stuff. And if you tell me, hey, I like when you said this joke on this podcast, then that'll be a good way to start a friendship. You can get all of us at riskywhiskeyproductions.com. You can also find all our stuff on iTunes at search Risky Whiskey. It will be the only podcast, actual title name podcast, that is Risky Whiskey. You can get some Risky Whiskey, you can get some shots, and Risky Whiskey Presents, what you're listening to now, will be on iTunes soon, very soon.
Yeah.
If not now, because, you know, we're going to do some behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff takes some time, some stuff doesn't. It should be on while you're listening to this, though.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, it'll be on there.
Hey, you hear that from Jeff? The source, that's the man. That is the man.
Thank you,
for RWP.
Oh, gosh. Go on. Well, guys. As always,
RiskyWhiskeyProductions.com.
Later, bitches!
Check out all our videos!
I love you.